Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is 1 John 3:7-10. 1 John 3:7-10. Dear children, do not let anyone lead you astray. The one who does what is righteous just as he is righteous. The one who does what is sinful is of the devil, because the devil has been sinning from the beginning. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the devil's work. No one who is born of God will continue to sin, because God's seed remains in them. They cannot go on sinning because they have been born of God. This is how we know who the children of God are and who the children of the devil are. Anyone who does not do what is right is not God's child, nor is anyone who does not love their brother and sister. My theme for reflection is living as God, as children of God. Living as children of God. In 1 John 3:7-10, the Apostle John addresses the stark contrast between those who practice righteousness and those who commit sin. He states that those who live righteously are children of God, while those who sin are children of the devil. John emphasizes that no one born of God makes a practice of sinning because God's seed abides in them. This passage serves as a powerful reminder that our actions reflect our spiritual identity. John's message is clear. To belong to God means to live a life characterized by righteousness. This doesn't imply that Christians are perfect, but rather that the trajectory of their lives is towards holiness and away from sin. The presence of God's seed within us, the transformative power of the Holy Spirit, makes habitual sin incompatible with our new nature in Christ. My dear friends, for all of us Christian people, this passage challenges us to examine our lives and ensure that our actions align with our professed identity as children of God. It is a call to embrace a lifestyle that reflects the purity and righteousness of Christ. Our daily choices and behaviors should testify to the transformative work of God within us, distinguishing us from the world and showcasing the reality of God's kingdom. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, in what areas of your life do you need to align your actions more closely with your identity as a child of God? Number two, how can you rely more on the Holy Spirit to overcome habitual sin and grow in righteousness? Heavenly Father, we thank you for calling us your children and for placing your seed within us. Help us to live lives that reflect our true identity in you, marked by righteousness and holiness. Strengthen us through your Holy Spirit to overcome sin and to grow in the likeness of Christ. May our lives be a testimony to your transformative power and draw others to your love. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.